Locked On Giants, your daily New York Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, New York Giant fans, and welcome to another edition of Locked On Giants, part of the Locked On Podcast family, your team every day. Patricia Traina here with you, and it is Tuesday, the 19th of January, and we're going to continue on with our review and breakdown of the Giants position units. We're going to kick it off with the defensive line. But first, I want to spend a little time just kind of talking about some news that came down on Monday regarding the combine. Now, for those who missed it, the NFL is not going to have the combine as we have come to know it, which basically is everybody gathers in the Indianapolis Convention Center. That's where the workouts are. That's where all the media sessions are. That's where general managers and head coaches and coaching staffs get to watch prospects, get to interview them, get to watch film with them, get to talk to agents, all that good stuff. I mean, it's just an absolute hotbed of activity and probably one of the most productive events on the NFL calendar. Just so much gets done, and not just, again, not just from the football perspective, but also with the media. You know, that's where we get a lot of scoops and a lot of preliminary information regarding free agency and whatnot. Anyway, what the NFL has done, according to a memo that Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network got hold of and tweeted, is they're not going to have the combine as is, but rather they're going to set up individual, like mini combines, if you will, pro days, I guess you can call them, enhanced pro days around the country. There's going to be a period, I think, of a week or two in early April, which teams can go and get their medical. Teams will be able to do their interviews with the players, I think, virtually. And even the members of the media will get to talk to the players virtually as well. So basically, it's just going to be like a big pro day type of thing for each school or for maybe a major school, and then some of the smaller schools in the area will latch on. So it's going to kind of vary, and it's going to be kind of all over the place. That is what the NFL is looking to do. Now, I will keep an open mind. I always do when it comes to change, but I got to tell you, based on what I've seen made arranged for the Senior Bowl, I just don't understand why the NFL isn't doing something similar. The Senior Bowl is having a game. You know, they're bringing the players in. Obviously, down at the Senior Bowl, the teams can't do their medical. You know, it's a shame, too, because that would have been a good place for them to get a jump start on that. But it's all being done virtually. In terms of the media, in terms of, you know, the coverage, there were select people that will be allowed on site, but they've basically have scaled it down significantly. And a lot of the events that go along with the Senior Bowl are not going to take place because of the pandemic. So I don't know. I look at this setup, and you know, as I record this, I don't have all the details. I just have the preliminary details that were sent to me when I applied for my credential. I just wish that the NFL had gone a similar route. I don't know that, you know, I guess this way will work. We'll find out. We'll see if this is going to be the new normal. But really, you know, the loss of the combine, which for me personally, that was the last event I attended before the pandemic was declared and basically everything shut down and you know, we started working from home. It's just a big loss, not just from a media perspective, but just from the business perspective, what these young people have to gain, and, you know, just everybody loses, and it's unfortunate, and hopefully by next year, everything can go back to some kind of normal. I doubt it, but we'll see how it kind of plays out. But I just wanted to talk about that real quick because that is significant news. And you know, I mentioned the Senior Bowl, and again, Next week, I will have coverage of it. I'm waiting to find out what the media schedule is and how this is going to work. But I did apply. I am approved for that. My understanding is we'll be able to have interviews and stuff with players. So we'll just have to see how it works out. And whatever I can bring you here on the Locked On Giants podcast, I, of course, am happy to do so. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got some more positions to review. We're going to do the Giants defensive line. Stay with us. Are we ready for some football? College football heads into bowl season, and the NFL has some big matchups coming up as the 2020 regular season comes to a close and the playoff picture becomes clearer. And there's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use the promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sports book experts. Hey, Giant fans, this is Patricia Traina, host of the Locked On Giants podcast. If you're looking for a way to keep Giants football in the forefront during this offseason, pick up a copy of my new book, The Big 50 New York Giants, The Men and Moments That Made the New York Giants. This 350-plus page book takes a deep dive into the rich history of the Giants franchise, covering every era with stories, photos, and more that take you behind the headlines. The Big 50 New York Giants is available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, TriumphBooks.com, and wherever books are sold. Pick up your copy today, and thank you to everyone for your support. And welcome back, Giant fans, to Locked On Giants. 2020 is mercifully over, and it's time for a fresh start and a few more wins. If you're betting this year and want more wins, listen to Locked On Bets with your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They are picking college basketball, football, and NBA locks all winter long. Subscribe to Locked On Bets wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we'll talk a little bit about the Giants defensive line. And really, as I see it, you know, I've been saying all along that the Giants defensive line is the undisputed strength of this team. I mean, and this is the second year in a row that unit I just think was the top unit of any on the Giants roster. Now, this year, the Giants defensive line, obviously the two big stories we're going to need to keep an eye on is what they do with Leonard Williams and what they do with Dalvin Tomlinson, both of whom are scheduled to be unrestricted free agents. Now, complicating matters here, obviously, is the fact that, you know, the NFL right now doesn't really have an idea what the final revenue and salary cap numbers are going to look like. And that has made it very, very difficult to plan. You know, if you're GMs and capologists, what they've been basically doing is they've been planning for any number of scenarios ranging from the salary cap floor, which is going to be at around $175 million, to upwards of $190 million, which could be the cap or the high end of the ceiling. So when you look at the Giants situation, and you know, I've kind of been reluctant to go into the cap too deeply because I like to work with a concrete number. But what I will tell you is I'm working on an article actually for Giants Country. It should be out at some point today. I'm gonna, you know, I just need to kind of finish working on it. Pro Football Focus had interesting perspectives as to what the Giants should do regarding Leonard Williams and Dalvin Tomlinson. And they actually made some predictions. And I'm just going to kind of read you what they said because I found these kind of fascinating, if you will. I don't know that I agree with them, and I'll tell you why in a moment. For Leonard Williams, they are predicting that, you know, a second franchise tag obviously would cost around $19.351 million, which is 120% of the current tag. And it's also a number that's a floor for Williams in contract negotiations. So anyway, Pro Football Focus is predicting that the Carolina Panthers will come swooping in, sign Williams for 4 years, $80 million, which is about $20 million APY, with 47.5 total guaranteed and 32.5 million fully guaranteed at signing. I don't think that happens. I don't think that happens. I think if you have to choose between Dalvin Tomlinson and Leonard Williams, and keep in mind, I like both of these guys. I think both of these guys should be back. I'd like to see both of them back. You go with the pass rusher. You let Leonard Williams walk away. You're going to have, your pass rush as it is, isn't exactly, setting the league on fire. So why wouldn't you put more of a priority on keeping Leonard Williams, who at least gives you some semblance of a pass rush, versus Dalvin Tomlinson, who's basically, a run stopper and a guy who in the middle kind of gets his hands dirty and does all the dirty work. I just don't understand, the logic behind saying, the Giants are going to let Leonard Williams walk. Now, in going through the article a little bit more, they talk about, signing Hassan Reddick or another one of these free agent pass rushers. I don't know necessarily that the Giants are going to do that. And the reason why I say that is because the Giants last year changed how they approach free agency. They didn't sign guys for potential production. Rather, they signed guys who had established production. So in other words, I'll go back and I'll use this example. Olivier Vernon, when he hit free agency, he had had really one good season, I think, where he hit double-digit sacks. He didn't have that history, consistent history. And the Giants went and signed him based on the potential. And what happened? Well, they had to dump that contract eventually, and they had to carry some dead money on their cap. No disrespect to Hassan Reddick, but 5 of his 12 sacks came against the Giants. And the 12 sacks or so that he had in 2020, that was the first time he had double-digit sacks. And again, 5 are coming in one game. I don't know that I would spend big bucks on a edge rusher, on a pass rusher, for that kind of money. I just wouldn't do it. I mean, look, the Giants, they finally straightened out their salary cap. They realized that, they couldn't possibly sustain success with, these big contracts that they were signing guys to. So they restructured how they did things. You'll see. If you go back and look at the contracts that were handed out last year, I don't think any of them went longer than 3 years. And they made use of smaller signing bonuses and, roster bonuses. And I think these are all going to be mechanisms you're going to see them use again this year. Now, I get it. The Giants need to add to their pass rush. I get that. But again, I just don't see where it makes sense to let Leonard Williams walk away. He was your best defensive lineman. Good teams don't let good players walk away. So I'm sorry, with all due respect to Pro Football Focus, totally disagree with you on that. Leonard Williams was the granddaddy of that line. So you find a way to keep him. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk Dalvin Tomlinson. We'll talk the rest of the defensive line, and then we'll call it a day. Stay with us.
With the ever-increasing number of auto makes and models, it's now impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait for the counterperson to order the parts on a computer, usually choosing the brands that the store happens to prefer? Instead, take your search for your auto parts to rockauto.com. Rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for all your auto parts and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpeting. Whether it's for your classic or daily drive, get everything you need in just a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices that you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. And write "Locked On" in their "How Did You Hear About Us" box so that they know we sent you. rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need. That's rockauto.com.
Welcome back, Giant fans, to Locked On Giants, segment 3. And for some NFL teams, the games may be over, but the work is just beginning. Join Trevor Sikkema and Benjamin Solak of the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast every Tuesday as they start their Team Takeover Tuesday off-season series. Each week, they pick a new team, take a deep dive into the potential front office and head coaching signings, a roster review, free agent strategies, and go through a team-centric mock draft. That's every Tuesday over at the Locked On NFL Draft. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You know, that might not be a bad idea for me to do on this show, too. You know, I'm doing, obviously, the previews. We'll talk a little bit about free agency as we get closer. We'll talk about the draft for sure. I mean, I'm going to, looks like I'm going to have Rick Ciritella on the program this week, as promised. I've spoken to Emery Hunt about coming on the show next week after the week of the Senior Bowl practices end. So we'll get you geared up over here as well. You know, you can get some Giants-specific stuff, and hopefully you guys will continue to tune in for that. All right, let's get back to the Giants defensive line review. And I just want to, you know, talk about, go back to that Pro Football Focus article and what they said about Dalvin Tomlinson. And here's where I just kind of disagree. Again, now, I like Dalvin Tomlinson. I hope they find a way to keep him. And Pro Football Focus actually predicts that the Giants will re-sign Dalvin Tomlinson for 4 years, $52.5 million, with $26.5 million guaranteed and $16.5 million fully guaranteed at signing. I'm sorry, guys. If it comes down to Leonard Williams, a pass rusher, and Dalvin Tomlinson, a run stuffer, you go with the pass rusher, and it's not even close. I think, you know, if Tomlinson walks away, which is a very good possibility, the way you maybe fill in that gap or that hole is you could do a couple things. You can re-sign Austin Johnson, who the Giants brought in basically because defensive line coach Sean Spencer had familiarity with Johnson. So they brought Austin Johnson in to kind of be a rotational guy. The other thing maybe you look to do is slide B.J. Hill into that Dalvin Tomlinson role in the middle. B.J. Hill, when he was a rookie, he recorded 5.5 sacks. And I correct me if I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure that most, if not all of those sacks came from him playing inside. So if that's where his success was, why not move him back there if you know, you can't bring back Dalvin Tomlinson? It just makes too much sense to me. You know, I thought perhaps they might give up on B.J. Hill, but in studying the tape and the breakdown and also, you know, the work we did over on Inside Football, it just makes too much sense to, you know, not move him to Dalvin Tomlinson's role if Dalvin does indeed leave. So that's what I think happens. Okay, I just kind of gave away my whole article, but that's all right. Hopefully you guys will check it out. And the other content that we have on Giants Country, all the same, would be appreciated. All right, so let's continue talking then about the Giants defensive line. A few more thoughts, and then we will call it a day. The Giants just... some other guys, all right, so I mentioned, oh, we got to mention Dexter Lawrence. Can't forget about Dexter. Dexter, you know, is not going anywhere under contract. But you know what? Here's an interesting thing about Dexter Lawrence. His production has increased from his rookie season, which is what you want to see. So that's a good thing. Next year is going to be a big year for him. It's year three. It's also the year that, you know, if he has another solid showing and his production continues to increase, as a third-year player or having finished his third year next year, he will be up for renegotiation of his rookie deal, as will quarterback Daniel Jones, by the way. So I'm getting a little ahead of things here. I know that, but it'll be interesting to see if the Giants extend both of those guys. They're both first-round picks, so you know they'll be eligible, like I said, to have their contracts redone after their third season. My guess, if you know, sitting here today, if anybody gets his contract extended, it'll be Jones if he has a solid year. Lawrence, again, the arrow is definitely pointing up. It's always been pointing up since he walked in the door. But the thing with Lawrence right now is I don't know that you could necessarily call him an every down player. He has to continue to work on finishing his pass rushes that just don't get home as often as you'd like. He's a work in progress, you know, a big-bodied man who last year, I think he said he lost some weight and he played a little quicker and he had more win. He'll get there, folks. This is a kid who, very mature. He reminds me a lot of Cornelius Griffin, who was with the Giants years ago. Very mature, very focused and locked in into what he has to do. Doesn't get too caught up with, you know, all the hearsay and whatnot surrounding him. But Dexter Lawrence, a good player on the right track, just needs to really finish that, you know, become an every down player, finish those pass rushes. And that's going to really, really help him out moving forward. I think the only other player we didn't talk about from the defensive line is R.J. McIntosh. And really, you know, there was nothing to talk about there because he was a healthy scratch all season. So no grade, no consistency or whatever. I do think he will be back to compete in the Giants training camp. But quite honestly, I think I had him not making the roster last year. I was kind of surprised that he did, but I guess they just wanted to keep him around for depth, that, you know, in the event of something happened, which I get. I get it. You know, COVID environment, you never know who's going to get struck down or whatever. But really, I mean, McIntosh, I remember seeing him flash in training camp as a rookie, and he just kind of fell off by the wayside. It just, you know, hasn't done much since, but we'll see what another year brings for the young guy. You don't give up on these young guys so quickly if you don't have to. So, all right, Giant fans, that's going to do it for this edition of the Locked On Giants podcast. Thank you, as always, for listening. Don't forget, I am looking to do Twitter Thursday this week. So if you have questions, tag them, ask P-Train, and then tweet them to me at Patricia_Traina. Or if you want to email them to me, you can send them to LockedOnGiantsPodcast@gmail.com. And we'll do a, you know, if I have enough, I'll do a segment. I'll do an entire show. It depends on how many questions I get. If I don't get any questions, then I guess I'll just check back with y'all, you know, next month, because maybe it's too soon. I don't know. But anyway, thank you for listening, as always, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care.